CliffCentral.com. Let's get into collectomania for this morning. We've got lots to talk about today. So if you suffer from collectivism like I do, then you'll know you could be some kind of obsessive devotee to stuff. And we've spoken to such interesting people over the last couple of weeks. I mean, really, there hasn't been one of them that I've thought, ugh, that's boring. And I don't think today's is going to be boring either. I'm really excited to speak to Benny. So Benny collects something called Franklin Mint Dolls. So let me introduce him to you quickly. Here's Benny Buertus. How's it, Benny? How are you doing, dude?
Hi, Gareth. I'm good, and you?
Yeah, it's nice to see you. First of all, that's a very interesting house you live in. It looks very classical, and it looks like something from like the 1800s. Where are you?
I'm in my house currently.
Okay.
I've got this love affair with French antiques and
beautiful.
The French look and feel.
Nice.
So this is my other hobby.
Okay.
Apart from the Franklin Mint. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk about what is the Franklin Mint? I don't even know what that is. Is that a business? Is that something that is it a shop? What is Franklin Mint?
So Gareth, this is a company in America that makes like replica models from either famous people like Marilyn Monroe, Princess Diana.
Oh, wow.
Even movie stars like Kate Winslet, Elvis Presley. And then they also have these things that they call like die-cast cars, you know, like the mini-scale car. Yeah. So they used to have quite a variety of a product.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I think they are struggling because lately the products has become very like watered down and not so exciting as it used to be. But yeah, back in the day, they were like quite big. Most of the items you can now only get secondhand on eBay.
Yeah.
There's very limited ranges on their website.
All right. So Benny, I mean, first of all, everybody has a way they started collecting this stuff. So how did it begin for you to collect these Franklin Mint dolls? Where did it all start for you?
Gareth, you know, I grew up on a farm.
Uh-huh.
And so back in the day, I wasn't really into farming. I'm more into clothing, into models, into window dressing,
mm-hmm.
Fashion designing.
Sure.
And yeah, I grew up with social media of Princess Diana in our home, like on magazines, front pages. I mean, she was on the news 24/7.
Yeah.
And I always thought, this is a beautiful lady, you know, such a beautiful image. And my collecting actually started in 1992. It's a very soppy story.
No, go for it. Tell
back
us.
In the day. Back in the day, Mnet used to do this royal festival programs in the month of July because her birthday was on the 1st of July.
Uh-huh.
And they would broadcast these documentaries about her.
Yeah.
And the one that I looked at that time was something called Diana, Model Princess About Her Clothes.
Uh-huh.
And after that documentary, I mean, I still used to like recorded on a VHS tape.
Yeah.
It wasn't like DVDs.
Yeah, sure. Those were
like
the days, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was hooked. And so, then my collection started.
So, Benny, I wasn't going to say anything, but this is the first episode after the 1st of July, and we saved you for the Princess Diana Memorial Week, which is the reason we're having you on today. All right. So let's look at these.
I thought so.
Yeah, of course. No, nothing's by coincidence. So let's look at these dolls that you collect. Are you only interested in the Princess Diana ones, or do you have others as well?
Only Princess Diana, Gareth, at the moment.
Okay. The others are just not your thing. So here's Princess. Here, look at these. First of all, it really does. They do look like her. So are they made of what, plastic? So they're like figurines?
So Gareth, there are two types. There's a vinyl range. So those three are from the vinyl range. They were made in like the Barbie doll figure.
Right.
They're not as small as a Barbie doll. Those are about 16 inches tall. And what the Mint also did, you could buy one,
mm-hmm.
and there was a whole clothing range for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like little ensembles.
Right.
So you could, if you wanted, you could buy one doll, and then you could have bought the dresses separately.
Okay.
But if you are a serious collector, then you obviously want.
You want them to have the different dolls,
the doll as well. Yeah,
and these are not toys. Like these are not like Barbie doll expensive. These are much more expensive, right?
No, much more expensive. Those ones when they came out retailed for about between 2,000 and 3,000 rand.
Sure.
Currently on eBay, the prices differ. I mean, you can pick them up for from 1,005. Up to 3,000.
Wow.
And then you get the limited editions that were like 100 made worldwide. Last month one went for 40,000. I don't own it yet, but okay. I'm searching for one.
and you'd pay 40 grand for one like that.
Gareth? Yes, I would.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is the thing with us collectors. I get you. All right. What is this one? This is a famous Princess Diana dress. Yeah. Didn't she wear this for some? Because I've seen pictures of her wearing this. What is this?
Yeah. So this was the first Franklin Mint doll that came out. Mm-hmm. So there was about 2,000 made of them worldwide. It's made out of porcelain. She wore that gown for the first time on a visit in Hong Kong in 1989. And it was actually dubbed the Elvis dress because of the collar of the bolero standing up like an Elvis outfit.
Right.
So that was the very first doll that came out from the Franklin Mint.
Well, I mean, listen, Leanne will remember some of these because she's also a big Princess Di fan, right, Leanne?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm certainly not the obsessive type, but that's what I grew up with. I grew up with, you know, the standard of beauty being Princess Diana and the Miss South Africa's at the time.
Yeah.
So it's very nostalgic.
Benny, growing up on a farm, I mean, like, obviously, you know, your family must have thought you were crazy to be interested in this stuff. I mean, this is not what a goeie boerisien must do with his time and his money. Does anyone in the family support you in your interest here in collecting?
When I was younger, it was a bit difficult. We are four boys. I'm the eldest.
Oh wow! Okay.
So it was a bit even more challenging. But later, you know, when you matriculate, you start to work, you move out, do your own living, then things change.
What about this? Let's look at these other ones quickly while we're doing this. So what's this one?
So this one is also a porcelain doll. That was made out of a picture of 1988. She and Charles was on a tour in Thailand, and that's why the dress is actually like in a sari style pattern. Even the colors, as you can see, the fuchsia and the pink. What Anna did, she loved to like wear dresses that would complement the country that she visits. So you can see there the, I don't know if you call it the Oriental or whatever.
What did you must have been really upset when she died in 1997. That must have really screwed up your world.
Gareth, so you and I are the same age, exact same age.
Right.
So I was in matric at the time. It was a shock. It was a shock. I remember my father took us to school. And I walked into school, and obviously all my friends started running towards me, and because they all knew I was a collector of magazines and stuff about her. And then I looked at them, and I turned around, and I saw my father was still waiting for me, and he took me home. And I think for that whole week, running up towards the funeral, I actually just stayed in my home, and I locked myself in my room.
So it affected you badly. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
What about this? Let's just take a look at this quickly, and then I want to ask you about that statue that Prince Harry and Prince William unveiled this weekend. I'm sure you saw it, or last week, rather.
Yes.
What is this one before we move on?
Okay, so that was the royal family goes on holidays in Scotland because they have all those beautiful castles in the Highlands. Mm-hmm. And because it's Scotland, the royal family would always wear like a tartan theme outfit. So the men will wear the quilts. The women will wear either like a suit or just a skirt or a dress. Mm-hmm. So actually, Diana had that ball gown made for Scotland when they are in... At the Balmoral Castle.
Balmoral, yeah.
Because the Queen likes to have these dances.
Right.
And as you can see, it's quite a nice dancing dress with the yeah. big skirt. So yeah.
Leanne has one of those. Leanne, don't you? You wear one of those, don't you?
Well, I got married in something similar, yeah.
Did you? Oh, I didn't know that.
I would love to see it.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So Benny, everybody wants to know what you think of the Princess Diana statue that was unveiled at Kew Gardens last week. Lots of questions coming in on that. What do you think of that? So go ahead. What's your thought on that?
And
then we want to hear what you think of Prince Harry and his behavior recently.
So the statue, what I've learned over the years, even artists and painters, it's very difficult for them to actually capture Diana's beauty. Because even a lot of the paintings, it looks like her, but doesn't really look like her. I'm very impressed with the way they've sculpted her clothes, because the clothes are spot on. I actually saw the picture of which it was made from.
Yeah.
Her face looks actually like an image of her. I just think that the hairstyle was very late 1997 compared to the whole outfit that they choose.
Right.
Because that picture that they actually made the sculpture from, her hair was like very short and curly.
Right.
You know? So I'm a perfectionist.
let me see if I can bring up a picture of that, because then people will know what you're talking about. It's been very controversial. What do you think of what's happened with Harry and William? And did you pick up any vibes of the two of them not getting along? Any coldness between them when you saw the pictures and maybe even watched some of the news on that as it happened? I mean, I could care less about this stuff, but there are lots of people who do. Like Urveshni, for example, who says here, she loves this. She loves these dolls of yours too. She's a huge Princess Diana fan. So what do you think of Harry and William?
Gareth, to be quite honest, I'm very disappointed in Harry and his behavior.
Right.
Especially with Meghan. I think William is very mature. And even if there was like sort of a struggle between the two when they were unveiling the statue, William will not show it.
Mm-hmm.
He will not let the public see his true feelings towards his brother. But I think in the background, there are some feelings that's not resolved.
Okay. So you reckon it's not all happy families?
There's a lot going on.
All right, listen, I'm amazed by this collection of yours. So how many of these dolls do you actually have?
I have about 75.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So we've seen 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, and you've got 75 of them.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
So we discussed in the Franklin Mint once.
Yeah.
There were other companies as well that made a few dolls. There was the Danbury Mint that mm-hmm. made dolls. Also like a Barbie doll with different outfits. There was the Ashton Drake that made a few dolls. But the Franklin Mint are the best.
Those are the ones you
They
collect.
Are the most beautiful ones, yeah. Yeah.
I've got
the other ones. I just didn't send you pictures.
No, it's fine. I mean, we don't want you to look crazy or anything, you know? So, Benny, just one last thing. Are you the only person in South Africa who's collecting these, or do you know anyone else in the country who's also collected these dolls?
Gareth, there are other few people collecting, but I don't think that their collection is so complete as mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've also heard
they're real losers. By no means can they compete with you. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like my Franklin Mint portion collection is totally complete.
Right.
I only still need 3 for the vinyl. Oof. Then that will be complete. So wow. I actually need, let's say, about 80,000 rand to complete it.
Sure.
Maybe in 10 years' time. Yeah.
Okay.
My Ashton Drake is complete. My Danbury Mint is complete. So basically, I can't collect anymore. It's nothing for me to collect. It's unless for those three dolls.
I mean, isn't that a bit frustrating? Because the whole fun of collecting is knowing that there's still gaps to fill. And if you've almost completed everything, then what are you going to do after that? And who's going to inherit these is there anyone else that you know who's interested, who wants them when you die? I mean, you've got to think about these things.
Not at the moment.
No.
Maybe I will leave them to a museum or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
to answer your other question, during lockdown, I stumbled across a 1964 Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
With a complete American Airlines flight attendant suit, her 3 little weeks. And yeah, so there another passion started. So at the moment, I'm collecting old Barbie dolls from the 60s, the 80s, and the early 90s. That sort of taken over my Diana collection because, I mean, there is nothing more I can collect at this stage.
Well, there are lots of compliments. Janine, Moonchild, John Bad Dog all saying that they love your collection. But Tracy wants to know, what do you think of the crown? There's another good question.
Oh, I love it. Oh. I enjoy it.
You're watching it,
because so the detail is so good. I mean, everything is replicas.
Yeah.
The jewelry, the dresses, the tiaras, everything. And
What season are they on at the moment? Because I've kind of fallen off with The Crown. I haven't been watching.
Season four. It's the most exciting season. That's when they introduce Margaret Thatcher and Princess Diana.
All right.
Yeah.
I've seen that's Gillian Anderson who does the Margaret Thatcher role, right?
Margaret Thatcher.
What do you think of the woman who plays Diana? She's pretty good. She looks quite a lot like her.
I was very skeptical because I've seen a lot of other movies where the actresses, they either look like her or they don't sound like her, or they sound like her or they don't look like her.
Right.
But I totally fell in love with Emma Corrin. I think she is brilliant. She deserves that award that she won for her acting. And Gareth, sometimes when I'm very bored, I will watch season four again from the beginning.
well, listen, if lockdown has done anything, it's given us time to pursue our collections and our hobbies. Listen, it's great to talk to you. And Benny, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you for having me.
Wow, what a pleasure. There he is. That's Benny Boitis. He is the collector, in this case, of something that I didn't even know existed until today. How cool. The Princess Diana Franklin Mint dolls. And then there are others as well, like Danbury Mint and all the rest of them. Very, very cool. There's something this is what's so mind-blowing about Collectomania. And, of course, Collectomania is brought to you, as it is every single week, by the brilliant people at the SA Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. We get to introduce you to compulsive collectors, and you get to hear all the amazing stuff that people are gathering up around them. And listen, I think during lockdown, people have been collecting all kinds of weird stuff too. I'm sure that people have been collecting masks, even though you don't know it. You've probably got a collection of masks lying around.
Oh, yeah.
All the used ones. I know Leanne has leopard print ones. She has the black ones, the white ones, the ones that look like panties.
No, I never became that fashionista.
No?
I never did.
Okay.
No, the most interesting one I have is the soft baby pink, which I never wear because it's the same color as my face. The most I have in terms of masks is I scrounge around for one underneath my floor mat when I get to a grocery store.
Oh, God. Yeah, I keep a packet of them. You know, you buy them in like packs of 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
I keep a pack of them in the car, and that's otherwise, because I don't want them lying around the house. I actually think it's really insanitary and horrible to leave to leave a used mask lying around. It's like leaving a toothbrush lying around, you know. It's kind of something that's been around your mouth.
Even before COVID, imagine picking up someone's dirty mask off the floor. It's far too personal.
Well, that was very cool to have Benny on. What an interesting collection. Sounds like a really cool guy. And if you want to share your collections with us, you can do so. Just get hold of us on Collectomania. You can go gareth@cliffcentral.com and we will we'll get in touch with you and find out about your own collection. The SA Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop also have pretty interesting stuff for you to collect. And let me tell you, in in economically uncertain times like we're going through now, having a little bit of gold or silver on you is probably not a bad idea. These things tend to, when times are tough or when the market is unpredictable, gold is a good investment. And there's nothing wrong with having just a little bit of it. If you have some money that you're looking at investing and you've maybe taken our advice, maybe you hear Sean Saunders every week talking about crypto, you might also want to do some gold. CliffCentral.com